There are essentially three classes in America: the millionaire class, the middle class, and the lower class. And in America's continuing economic collapse, it is the middle class, comprised of both white-collar and blue-collar workers, who make up the majority of the American population, who are under attack and being destroyed. How so? By U.S. manufacturing companies outsourcing manufacturing jobs overseas. And it's not just blue-collar jobs that are being lost. White-collar jobs are being lost, too. You see, when American manufacturing goes, so go the design engineers, the mechanical engineers, the computer programmers, the IT experts, along with it. 159,000 jobs were lost in America last September. But the media tells us because 64,000 new jobs were added, only 95,000 American jobs were lost. This is supposed to be good news. However, the media has not told us that these 64,000 new jobs are in non-tradable occupations in the food industry. Hamburger flippers, bartenders, waitresses, all being filled by the same engineers and computer programmers who have lost their jobs overseas. Now, it's very important to understand that U.S. companies outsourcing jobs work hand in glove with Wall Street global investment banks such as Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, all Zionist Jewish banks whose CEOs, Lloyd Blankfein, Gary Cohn, Jamie Dimon, Robert Rubin, Sanford Vail, the new Judaic godfather on Wall Street, who are financing through their asset management portfolios the outsourcing of American jobs. For instance, Robert Rubin has served for many years on the board of directors of the Ford Motor Company. And Goldman Sachs recently joined a host of U.S. companies at a Bangalore recruitment conference, because Bangalore is the new Silicon Valley of the world, to hire a whole new group of Indian interns. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are engaged in informing the American worker just who's behind their loss of jobs. Now, some call this issue the vanishing middle class. Others call it America's third world economy. Globalists spin it as emerging new markets, and economists spin it as a transfer of wealth. But I call it the Zionist economic war against the middle class, whose financial and political influence is now at an end. Indeed, the war against the middle class is being waged by the Judaic elite on Wall Street, whose international friends fancy themselves as citizens of the world, along with the Wall Street elite. But I'm a citizen of America, and it's for the American worker that I'm fighting back.